McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Relentless Solution Focus. Train your mind to conquer stress, pressure, and underperformance. By Dr. Jason Selk and Dr. Ellen Reed. Narrated by Kyle Tate. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to visual material present in the print and ebook formats of the book. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. Buddha. Preface. Fighting Normal by Dr. Ellen Reed. Waking up first thing in the morning to my heart racing was familiar and normal for me. What stressful events do I have on the agenda for the upcoming day? Am I prepared? Did I get enough work done yesterday? Is there anything wrong with my health? What about my family's health? Did I say anything the day before that I regret? Some version of these thoughts would swirl through my head before I even realized they were there. This would happen before I opened my eyes, before my body had even recognized it was awake. I was living every day, like I was completing a checklist. If I made it through the day without something bad happening, I breathed a sigh of relief. Until the next morning. My focus was primarily on avoiding problems. That focus on avoiding problems kept my focus squarely on problems. I didn't even consider this an issue. In fact, this is the way the human brain is designed to work. In that sense, this is normal and common. Normal, in this case, is not a good thing. My natural state is to wake up in the morning and go through my laundry list of what could potentially go wrong. I know this because I lived this way for most of my life. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't miserable. I wasn't depressed. I was usually successful at most anything I put effort into doing. I would often catch myself thinking, I'll relax once X is over, or I'll really be able to enjoy myself after I get through Y. I probably could have gone on like this and made it through very successfully on paper. But one day, I realized I could look back at my whole life and think, that went really well, but why couldn't I truly enjoy it? I often think of my two grandfathers, my two pawpaws. My mom's dad, Thomas Bryant, died when he was 83. On his deathbed, he was surrounded by his entire family. I watched my grandmother, his wife Patricia, of close to 65 years, hold him and tell him that she loved him, that it was okay for him to go. It was one of the most touching and important moments I've ever witnessed. He was the first person I lost in my life, and although we all wish we had more time with him, I used to think, Pawpaw Bryant really won the game. While I'm sure he had his share of struggles, nothing tremendously bad happened to him. He didn't have to bury a spouse, and his children were all healthy and thriving at the time of his death. He was a grandfather and a great-grandfather. He had a long life as a true patriarch to a wonderful family. My dad's father, John Hinkle Sr., died on his 89th birthday. His death was sudden, but not unexpected, and our family was able to say goodbye to him. My siblings and cousins who lived out of town connected over an app on our phones, and my dad held the phone so we could watch our Pawpaw Hinkle receive his last rites, and each could say goodbye to him. Another experience for which I am incredibly grateful. Just before I was born, he lost his first wife, Naomi, of 30 years, my grandmother, to cancer. His second wife of 32 years, Joanne, suffered from late-stage Alzheimer's, and he spent years taking care of her in their home, until he fell and broke his hip. At that point, it became clear that she needed full-time care that he no longer could provide. He was devoted to her until the end, as painful as it must have been to watch her memory and abilities fade away. When he was 87, his son, my Uncle Mark, was killed tragically by a drunk driver, an insurmountable loss to our family. My grandfather watched both of his beloved spouses suffer terrible diseases, He buried a spouse and a child. Those experiences are about as bad as it gets. Two patriarchs to loving families who lived long, full lives, both surrounded by their families on their deathbeds. I can't imagine that either went through his list of bad things that happened to determine how he felt about his life at the end. Regardless of the amount of suffering each endured, I like to think that both my grandfathers were taking in all the beauty and love of their families surrounding them when they passed. When I look forward, it is easy to be consumed with how much bad could potentially lurk in the future. But when I picture both my grandfathers in their final moments, I can't imagine either of them focusing on anything but the good in his life, as there was so much of it. Why waste the whole life part worrying about the potential bad when I just don't think it will matter in the end? Holding my breath, waiting for a potential problem to arise or for a present complication to go away was neither fulfilling nor necessary. Yet, this is the way most of us go through life. In terms of mental toughness, I would categorize my natural state, without any commitment to mental training, as pretty typical. Unfortunately, being typical puts people at a pretty high propensity for anxiety, worry, and underperformance. The human brain is designed to search for potential problems. We are designed this way for an important reason. From an evolutionary standpoint, there is no denying that it is important to quickly recognize the bear running at you in the woods, or the car racing towards you traveling the wrong direction. We recognize potential problems quickly. That's the good news. The bad news is that this wreaks havoc on our health, happiness, and success. But it doesn't have to. I was very fortunate to start working with Dr. Jason Selk 15 years ago. We happened to cross paths when I was in graduate school, studying psychology, and taking as many dance classes and opportunities as I could get my hands on. Jason needed someone to help with administrative tasks, and I needed a part-time job during school. As an aspiring dancer studying psychology, the merging of psychology with the fundamentals of achieving peak performance was the perfect fit for me. He was about to begin his role as the director of mental training for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he knew his business was about to explode. He was right. 4 best-selling books later, Jason developed the fundamentals of Relentless Solution Focus, RSF, the mind's ability to stay focused on solutions, especially in the face of adversity. These fundamentals have helped countless individuals lead better lives and reach their own ultimate levels of success. No person is more grateful for these fundamentals than I. Adopting an RSF mindset changed the way I experience life. Alongside Jason, I teach and work with people on developing the fundamentals of mental toughness on a daily basis. In addition to my career as a performance coach, I have now been a professional dancer for more than 10 years. A typical day for me begins with 5-plus hours of dance class and rehearsals before transitioning into coaching my athlete and business clients while being a wife and a mom. Performing isn't limited to being on stage in front of hundreds or thousands of people. We all perform constantly throughout the day. And mental toughness is the way to achieve optimal performance, no matter the arena. Whether I'm performing on the phone with a client, in a rehearsal or daily technique class, as a wife and mom, or on an actual stage, these mental toughness fundamentals have been integral in helping me work to achieve my potential. And, more importantly, truly enjoy the process. The Relentless in Relentless Solution Focus. For a while, I thought I was doing fairly well maintaining an RSF mindset. For the most part, I would sail through my negative thoughts and problems and on to solution-focused thinking. Every day wasn't perfect, but my natural state had shifted from one of constant worry to one of contentment and optimism. I was waking up excited about the day, without the racing heart and the immediate subtle feeling of anxiety. Then, I became a mom. After my first son, William, was born, I felt like I made up for all the lost time that I had not spent in a constant state of anxiety over the past several years. When it came to worrying about my son, all bets were off. I used the excuse that when it came to him, it just wasn't possible to not allow myself to go there. That just came with the territory of being a mom. Mom's worry. That is what I would tell myself. I did a really good job of talking myself out of having to commit to RSF. That free pass for problem-focused thoughts I gave myself for my son found its way into other areas of my life, as problem-focused thinking tends to do. I should note that there wasn't even really anything to worry about. My son and family were thriving. It didn't matter. When left to its own devices, worry for me does not care that there is nothing to worry about. My brain is good at finding something to worry about. Most brains are good at this. Actually, sometimes the fact that there was nothing to worry about was exactly what I would worry about. What if something changes? When is the other shoe going to drop? There has to be something negative waiting around the corner. My own career and my work with athletes and professionals in the business world has taught me that you don't need to be running a multi-million-dollar business. You don't need to be playing Game 7 of the World Series. You don't need to be at the free throw line with 3 seconds left. You don't need to be on a stage in front of an audience for pervasive worry, pressure, and negativity to be common. In fact, the easiest arena for me to apply the RSF mindset is in my professional dancing career, which most people would assume might carry with it a great deal of pressure. It's with the more common day-to-day life pressures that I find myself having to work harder at maintaining mental toughness. And like it or not, the mental weakness of negative thoughts in even one area has major implications on how you experience all areas of your life. It took a while for me to become aware that my racing heartbeat during my first moments of consciousness in the mornings had returned. It felt so familiar that I didn't immediately notice the toll it was taking on me. I had been failing at RSF, and I had the racing heartbeat to thank for showing me. I finally recognized that my excuse of being a mom was just that, an excuse. I was back to square one in terms of maintaining an RSF mindset. Well, to be fair, probably closer to square two, given that I was still helping other people commit to RSF. I knew the fundamentals backward and forward. That should count for something, right? It doesn't. Knowing something isn't enough. You must do something. You can talk about it, read about it, teach it all day long, and know what you should be doing. But mental toughness requires that you actually do something. In this audiobook, we will guide you through the fundamentals of adopting an RSF mindset, the ultimate measure of mental toughness. I am good at my job of coaching others, largely because mental toughness is not natural for me. It is likely not natural for you either. Mental toughness is not supposed to be easy. It comes more easily to some than to others, but it is a discipline that everyone has to work to maintain. I have gotten off track at times, but I have fought to get back on. Understanding and committing to the fight is a crucial part of RSF. The key to RSF is the relentless part. It demands commitment. It requires relentlessness because there are times when you will not want to focus on finding a solution, when you will not even recognize that you are focusing on a problem, when it'll be easier to give in to your negative thoughts. And just when you get good at it, something will come along and challenge you. Life has a way of doing that. Your brain is designed for you to experience mental weakness. It is likely very normal for you, as it was for me. Mental toughness is not natural. These facts make it easy for people to accept their natural state. But you can learn to become mentally tough. And by learn, I mean understand the fundamentals, execute them on a daily basis, fight to maintain them, and then work to get them back when you fail. It won't be easy, but you can do it, and we will show you how. There is no greater gift to yourself and to those you love, for improved health, happiness, and success, than to commit to the RSF mindset. Some days you'll fail. Mental toughness is not about being perfect. That is important enough to say again. Mental toughness is not about being perfect. It is about having and practicing the tools to fight back when you or life are not perfect. There is no end point to mental toughness. Mental toughness is about the fight. It's about knowing this game doesn't end. Winning is temporary, and sometimes it means losing better than you would have had you not fought. I guarantee that the results will be worth all of the losing battles. It is in the battles that you learn to fight your normal and win. Introduction. You Are Worth It, by Dr. Jason Selk. What if I told you that we could cut mental health disorders in half and reduce the amount of disease and physical ailments in the world by 30%? How about if I said that what you are about to learn in this audiobook is the secret to gaining control in your life and to significantly increasing your happiness, success, and ability to perform under pressure? And that what was required takes only 3 minutes daily. Think about that for a moment. You can literally cut in half the likelihood you will suffer from depression and anxiety. You can also decrease by 30% the likelihood of having a major disease. You will be measurably more successful, and it only requires 3 minutes per day of effort. What you are about to hear may very well be the most important thing you ever learn. This audiobook will equip you with the knowledge and training required to unlock the true secret of human happiness, health, and success. The first thing you must understand before going any further is that you are worth it. You are worthy of being happy. You are worthy of being healthy. And you are worthy of performing at a higher level than you already are. No matter where you come from, what you have done in the past, or what you do in the present, you deserve joy and peace and contentment in life. I will say it again, you are worth it. Just how powerful is the mind? The truth is, no one really knows. The brain is the epicenter of human activity and existence. Our brains control the way we feel, behave, and experience life. Our thoughts dictate our entire life experience. Most people spend half their lives worrying about what could go wrong, and the other half focusing on all that they don't have. In this audiobook, you will learn to achieve what you never imagined. And when something does go wrong, you will know how to make it right. No more nights lying in bed, stressing about all of life's potential landmines. Instead, you will have confidence, knowing that you are finally in control of your life and can deal with any problem that comes your way. Over the course of my career as a performance coach, I have been fortunate enough to work with some of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people walking the planet. In studying thousands of people, CEOs, professional athletes, business owners, religious and industry leaders, celebrated actors and musicians, and others considered to be the best, I discovered that the one quality many of these superstar humans have in common is mental toughness. Those who, by all accounts, seem typical in looks, skills, and intelligence, yet were producing abnormally high results, were the ones who seemed to have mastered the mental side of life. They possess the uncanny ability to control what goes on between their ears. Instead of allowing their mind to focus on everything they didn't have or couldn't do, the most successful people have learned to direct their thoughts in a manner that produces positive emotions and productive actions. Have you ever had the experience of knowing you should do something, yet not do it? You know that taking action would be in your best interest, and your life would be improved. However, somehow you find yourself not getting it done. Of course, we all have. This is actually quite natural. Unfortunately, natural is bad in this case. RSF will strategically teach you to eliminate or significantly decrease the likelihood of not being in control. True success boils down to thought control. Those who are happiest, healthiest, and most successful choose thoughts that biologically improve their quality of life. Mental toughness is thought control. Choosing the right thoughts that make you feel better and cause you to take action on what creates positive outcomes. Over the years, I have had some clients show up in my office already possessing strength between their ears. Others had to learn and work at it. I found that everyone who worked on training his or her mind to be more mentally tough made progress. Everyone. Mental toughness is the foundation for making better decisions and actually sticking to those decisions. It isn't just that mentally tough people spend more time thinking. Many people spend countless hours in thought. Mental toughness is different. Mentally tough people are actually better at thinking. They are better at making decisions more quickly and with better results. They make more effective decisions about what to say and do, and they follow through more deeply. When mentally tough people do get off track, they can rebound more quickly. Mentally tough people lower their risk for several major diseases, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, and respiratory disease, and they are far less likely to suffer from anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and sleep issues. Mentally tough people are significantly happier, healthier, and more successful than most people. What I've learned, and what I teach and coach together with my colleague, Dr. Ellen Reed, is that mental toughness is the ability to focus on solutions, especially in the face of adversity. It is the focus on solutions instead of problems that is the key to health and success. As easy as this might sound, it runs completely counter to our nature and is quite difficult. However, with a little education and training, we can overcome the way our minds are wired and achieve mental toughness. And it can be learned by anyone. This is Relentless Solution Focus, RSF. And Ellen and I teach it to our coaching clients and to the tens of thousands of people in the audiences we speak to each year. 20 years ago, I set out to combine what I know about cognitive neuroscience, brain chemistry, and human performance to create a training method to show people exactly how to develop mental toughness. After years of research with clinical patients, I developed a 3-step process designed to help people change and control their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors through RSF. And it has since been proven to help people win World Series, Super Bowls, national championships, and Olympic gold medals, as well as increase business production by up to 30% year over year. More important, this 3-step process will make you a better, happier, and healthier person, a measurably improved version of yourself. Take it from business owner Tammy Shadlow. It used to be that some days I would be paralyzed with the everyday pressures of work and life. Now, instead of actually letting stress build up, I use RSF to work the negativity out of my system. Instead of waking up and immediately feeling stress and anxiety, I actually wake up every day clear-headed and feel like I am at least one step ahead of where I was yesterday. I am a better leader at work, and no doubt I am more present in my relationships with my husband and children. RSF changed my life. Or maybe I should say, it gave me my life back. A current Major League pitcher and Cy Young winner says, "I used to be out there on the mound, and all kinds of negative stuff could get into my head. If it was a windy day, or if the guy I was going up against took it to me last time around. It could even be personal stuff, if I had been fighting with my wife or having trouble with one of the kids. All that stuff would get into my head and distract me. Now I bounce that stuff out in 60 seconds or less. RSF is definitely the reason I have continued to have such a strong career, and it definitely helped keep me on track the year I won the Cy Young." Why mental toughness? Mental toughness is not about receiving a pep talk, it's a trainable skill set. When it comes to mental toughness, there are two goals. First, it is essential for high-level performers to be able to deal with adversity when it strikes. Whether the adversity comes in the form of illness, injury, bad weather, or any of life's other mishaps, individuals need to be able to overcome obstacles and perform. This all begins with the thoughts in your head. Typical people focus on the adversity, whereas mentally tough people have learned to zero in on what they can do to overcome the adversity. The RSF mindset enables people to better recognize and prepare for the storms of life, so they not only survive adversity, but actually learn to thrive in it. The second goal of mental toughness is to systematically reduce the amount of negative head trash that most people experience. We have somewhere between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts daily, and 80% of those thoughts are negative. Additionally, research has found that of all the negative stuff we think about, 85% of it will never happen. Simply put, roughly 70% of our daily thoughts are worried about things that will never happen. In everyday life, most people are overwhelmed and inundated with negative thoughts of all the potential problems that could occur. It's normal to think about all of the things that could go wrong, only to miss out on all that's going well. Developing mental toughness will significantly reduce the volume of negative thinking, allowing you to attack and win every day, living life to the fullest, while creating the mindset and game plan for high-level success. RSF is the antidote to mental weakness and negative thinking. When I was working for the St. Louis Rams, I asked the head groundskeeper, Scott Parker, how I could get rid of the weeds in my yard at home. With great confidence, he replied, "Grow more grass." Growing more grass chokes out the weeds. The same is true for the human mind. If we can train ourselves to have more positive thoughts, they will choke out the negative thoughts. The result? Less drama and adversity. If you like drama, you are going to hate RSF. Developing an RSF mindset drains the drama out of life and gives you a distinct advantage at working through adversity. When life becomes difficult, mentally tough people are far more able to solve their problems. They can improve and move forward one problem at a time. Mentally tough people know they are mentally tough. They are acutely aware and in control of their thoughts, and they know they have an advantage over other people because of it. When a person learns to relentlessly replace each negative thought with a solution, weakness shrinks and strength grows, creating confidence and momentum. If the first solution doesn't solve the problem, there is another solution waiting in the wings. When problems are reduced to a level of insignificance, the human spirit soars, taking individuals to higher levels of performance, health, and achievement. We have all heard by now how important it is to be positive. For years, researchers such as Martin Seligman, father of optimism, and Carol Dweck, author of Mindset, have warned us about the performance issues and health concerns associated with negativity and pessimism. Why then is being positive so difficult? It's because no one has taught us how to retrain our brain. Training for RSF and mental toughness. RSF is a concrete and proven three-step process that trains, not teaches, people to achieve mental toughness and control over their thoughts, emotions, and performance. 1. Recognize. The first step in the RSF process is learning to recognize when negative thinking has set in. As easy as it sounds, self-assessment is actually quite difficult. We are biologically wired to focus on our problems. The good news is that we all have a built-in alarm system that literally screams at us when negative thoughts have set in. Unfortunately, very few people have learned how to recognize this alarm. RSF teaches people exactly how to recognize the onset of mental weakness and negative thinking, and to effectively use it to create positive behavior change. 2. Replace. Once in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?